moved out here for work in January of 2017. My first Sunday out here, I visited this church, and didn't feel as right at that point in time. God wanted me to visit. I went to another one, and God used that church to get me involved in outreach to Muslims and just mature me and teach me repentance and work on other rough areas in my life. And then later, I got involved in 2018 into the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World movement. And we got a conference call, and it's this year we hit the fourth year of doing it, where we just get on the phone for an hour every night during Ramadan and just pray for them. Pray for the ones we know, the ones we don't. You go through the book, we read through the book and just learn about what they believe, but so that we can pray for them and interact with them. And there's one guy at work, guy by the name of Sharam, I've been praying for, so that, you know, and having talks with him and just about what he believes, and I've asked him if he's read the Bible, and we discussed a little, not a lot. One thing I've learned, basically, I've done that prayer for the past 2 years, and then I went down to this comment at work, consultation of ministries among Muslims in North America, and it was just a bunch of all the ministries that were ministering to Muslims came together. Some of them taught. They had some speakers that really just taught about their, gave us teachings just about what we believe. The first guy, the main speaker, he just spoke about grace and how it applies to us and how we need to understand our identity. I think that's what God's been telling me, is the first thing we need to understand is our identity in Christ, that we're a new creation. The old has passed, new things have come. Yes, we still need to repent of sin, but we need to not see ourselves as saved sinners, but as saints that still sin. But and just see that we're new, and God's been telling me through that even from the heights of your sinful ecstasy to the depths of your mournful repentance, my love is still the same. His love is still the same for us. And that's his kindness that moves us to repentance more. But back on to the outreaching to the Muslims, I'm just learning that if you don't get to know them and know what they believe, you're never going to understand them. And if you don't pray for them, you're not loving them. And without love, you can't cast out that fear. Without perfect love, cast out all fear. So, where was I going? I lost my train of thought. Basically, as you're praying for them, learning about them, and you learn, and one thing I did learn at this conference, that, you know, Muslims are the first ones to be impacted by terrorism. And they're the ones that are affected by us most. And most of them don't want to live that violent lifestyle. And that our treating them like that is forcing some of the younger ones back into that traditional violent, you know, from what I understand, the traditional violence of the Islamic religion. But most of them don't want to live that. And that the ones that are being arrested for these plots are being turned in by their own family. Because their family doesn't want to see them dead. They want to, you know, they want them alive. So jail time's better than, you know, getting killed and killing people. And that's good. But they still need Christ because they don't understand atonement. They don't understand that he's the Son of God, the eternally preexistent Son of God. And that's the greatest oppression of all that they're under. And just, they are as, you know, the media stuff has shown them as strong, and sometimes our depiction of them with depictions from Al-Qaeda and ISIS, that they're real strong and tough. They're not. They can't. The gospel is raw gospel they can't handle. And you have to talk, communicate to them lovingly and carefully, and just get to know them and see where it applies to their life and contextualize it. I'm still working on that. I'm still brand new at it, so I'm just still reading. I got about 20 books to read I picked up at the conference. But also, I went to that prayer gathering down in the middle of Raleigh last past week, and it was a real blessing. But the one thing that really hit me is don't go away from something like that without having repented of a sin, without thinking that you don't need to repent of sin. Don't be one of them. You know, if you come away thinking, boy, there's a whole lot more I need to repent of, that's good. But don't go walk away with that without having opened your heart to God saying, okay, where is it that I need to repent? If you don't feel anything or don't see anything, ask God, because you're still sinful as long as you're alive here on this planet Earth. But that's what God told me. He's like, you're not perfect. Don't judge others and just don't try and act perfect. You know, remind yourself that you're still frail and faulty and you still need a Savior. So it's okay to be imperfect and just, I think God's been teaching me to obey, but he really wants me to act out of love. Because during that comma conference that came up, they were having all the storms down in Orlando, and I had that decision to either go down to that or go back to St. Louis to visit family and friends. And God told me, I'll still love you either way. It's up to you. And I said, no, I want to go down to Orlando because I know there's something special. And there was.